This weekend, St. Joseph's College President Jim Lugos wrote a letter to the campus community saying that the school had detected 9 cases of COVID-19, most from a single residence hall, and would move to remote classes for the next 2 weeks. The liberal arts school based in Standish has approached policing student behavior during the pandemic with fewer restrictions than several other schools in the state. But campus officials say despite the outbreak, they feel the approach has worked so far. Robbie Feinberg has more.
St. Joseph's College spokesperson Oliver Griswold says the college has taken several steps to limit spread of the virus during the semester, including testing, masks, and social distancing. But its approach also contrasts with reopening plans at other main schools, which require testing students up to 2 or 3 times per week, prohibiting out-of-state travel, and threatening to come down hard on students who don't follow the protocols. Griswold says a lot of St. Joseph's strategy has been based around trust. The school doesn't restrict where students can travel, and it's yet to punish any students so far this fall.
So we have been able to take more of a conversational approach, talking to folks who might not be behaving the way that we've expected them to, but we have not had sort of widespread disciplinary action to date, and I don't think we are planning on that. This is a community that's built on compassion and respect. Those are core values of ours, and it feels like it's been working very well.
But on Saturday, the school announced that it had identified 9 students on campus who tested positive for COVID-19. Griswold wasn't able to comment on how the students may have come into contact with the virus, but added that the school quickly acted to test and quarantine them. Griswold says the campus will study in place for 2 weeks as it investigates the outbreaks. That means remote classes and commuter students staying at home, though outdoor activities and sports practices can continue. The school will also test all of its approximately 1,000 students on campus over the next 2 weeks. And Griswold says the school views its strategy as a success so far. While some colleges nationwide have opened, then closed only weeks later, that hasn't been the case at St. Joseph's.
We are going to continue to trust our students to do the right thing. They've upheld that trust in a large part over the last month, and we haven't had reports of huge parties and huge gatherings. I look outside my window and I see masks everywhere. So they've been doing a really good job pulling together and trying to stay on campus for the entire semester.
Yet for many colleges, the strategy for the fall has been more strict. Sunday was the first day that Bowdoin College in Brunswick allowed students to even leave campus at all. And they're still under several restrictions. Only about 40% are back on campus. Almost all classes are still being taught remotely. Even now, says Bowdoin treasurer Matt Orlando, students may only leave for essential needs and cannot leave Maine.
So the last thing we wanted was to bring to Brunswick, Maine, COVID from other parts of the country and spread it locally.
At other schools, students are asked to sign pledges committing to masking, social distancing, and even getting vaccinated for the flu in the fall. And some students have already faced consequences. In August, the University of Maine disciplined 8 students for violating campus protocols. Shortly after, the University of New England announced that it was reviewing the conduct of 17 students at a party with potentially severe consequences. President James Herbert says the school is trying to educate students about the rules, but they will reprimand them if needed.
It's really a shared responsibility. The students have a responsibility for doing the right thing. But we at the university have a responsibility for providing opportunities for them together, you know, creative opportunities for them to come together safely.
At Waterville's Thomas College, President Lori LeChance says a substantial piece of her school's safety plan is around creating those kinds of safe events. Things like drive-in movies, outdoor open mic nights, and a disc golf course to help dissuade students from gathering unsafely.
And that's been something that's been in my heart as the fall was approaching. Like, we have to do something very, very different. And it has to be fun. It has to be engaging. And it has to draw students out of kind of old patterns of behavior.
LeChance says the school hasn't reported any cases of COVID-19 on campus so far and hasn't had any disciplinary actions either. But even with limited transmission, LeChance and other college leaders say they're still nervous about what the rest of the semester could hold. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.